We're here at the Hunter Dragon Book Festival. Well, they're warming up the music. What's your names?
I'm Joyce. Annie. Henry.
Okay. I was speaking to your mother. Yo, you think you can't be on?
Hi, I'm May.
Okay, May, you were very proud of your children.
So yes, continue to gather.
And we were talking
continue
cookie
together.
Talk.
There'll be some audience participation.
So now, is somebody a cookie maker?
Some young dancers out there.
Both of us are.
Both of you. All right, let's talk cookies.
So
how do you make cookies?
Families with children, come on over.
Put together things and you put them in the oven and you make good cookies.
Now, that sounds a little too simplistic. Now, when you put it together, are there any secrets in putting it together?
There's two different ways in making cookies. You can melt the butter, or you can make sure the butter is softened, so then you can beat it up so it's really fluffy.
Now, my question to you is this. Are you the official taster? Do you taste the cookies?
Yeah. Now, sometimes they help them make the batter.
Okay, so we're going to begin. We're ready to go.
You know, it's not easy to be a taster, right? You
have to try everything.
I have to eat the burnt cookies.
Or the burnt cookies.
And the ones that aren't so good.
You know, I feel bad for you. You have a hard job. So now, what kind of cookies do you make?
Mostly chocolate chip cookies.
Why do you always cook chocolate chip cookies when you should be making me oatmeal raisin? Because that's my favorite.
Chocolate chip cookies are easier to make. Yeah.
Now, shouldn't they be making me oatmeal raisin cookies?
Well, they're not my favorite, but they're still okay.
This interview's going downhill quickly.
We made oatmeal cookies before, but we put in raisins, and my mom was like, let's make them healthy. So I made a batch of oatmeal raisin cookies, and we gave it to them, and they were like, no, this is not chocolate chip.
Now, why are you ruining the cookies trying to make them healthy? Cookies are not supposed to be healthy.
Oh, because they want to eat a lot of cookies, so I want to try to stay a little bit healthier. I know they always ask, Mom, could we follow the real recipe instead of the healthy recipe?
Well, you know, I eat oatmeal raisin cookies because I think they're healthy. You're not particularly fond of oatmeal raisin, right? And you're not particularly fond of oatmeal raisin. And you're not particularly fond of raisin. So could you make your mother, me, and some other people some peanut butter cookies?
Yeah, that'd be something fun to try.
I've got peanut butter cookies.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a picture. Can you send me that picture of the cookies? Because I saw a double cookie. There was a cookie and something in the middle of the cookie, and then another cookie. What cookie is that? You have a picture of a cookie.
I have a lot of pictures of cookies.
Of their cookies?
There are macarons and the cookies. And the apple pies.
Is that theirs?
Yeah, it's all theirs.
Let's talk apple pie.
Yeah.
Okay, any special kind of apple you use?
No. We don't make it funny because me and my brother and a majority of our family are allergic to apples. So that's our form of eating apples. We eat the apple pie. And so I don't think we use a specific type of apple, but we'll cut it up and then make it, put it in the pie crust, and it'll be like a flower, so it looks really nice.
Okay, so not that, don't mind me, but are you trying to say you are allergic to apples, but when you put them in a pie, you're not allergic to them anymore?
Yeah.
I think we have come up with something very interesting here, that cooking an apple can possibly keep you from being allergic to an apple. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Possibility. So what's good news for you in any aspect? What would be good news for you? Finish this interview? No, what would be good news? What do you do? You go to sports? You doing sports?
Yeah.
What sport?
Hockey.
Hockey? How about you? Any good news for you?
I play hockey too. Yeah.
Good news for you?
I also play hockey.
All right, hockey team. And what's good news for you, Mom?
What?
Good news. What would be good news?
Good news? Good news is they stay healthy, they stay happy. They're willing, they're willing to help others, making good friends, helping the communities, yeah?
Right, you mentioned that they do a lot of community service. That's very good.
Yeah.
I'm very honored to interview you all. And thank you very much for sharing good news with us.
Thank you.